ghettos
Sorry?
If you were living in that area.
Oh, thanks.
Is this where the altar lived, or this is just the building of the Rosh Yeshiva?
This is not from the Rosh Yeshiva, but it's one of the buildings where the administration.
Administration.
Yes, the yeshiva was here when the yeshiva was created. But the yeshiva, the old yeshiva, went in some place because they ran the houses.
Are you going to point out the altar's house?
Now it's only
I'm not going out.
Only this house is still here.
I think she mean old. I tried that one. It's out.
Only one house is from the old yeshiva.
Okay, I know that. Okay. Right.
Because on the Yeshivota street, on this street, the houses where the yeshiva was is
no longer standing. I know that.
Yes.
So that's the previous block right here.
Yes.
She lives on the other side.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But one of the houses.
We can't go back on Panaru so we could see the front of the. Front of the 1936 building.
On the 1936, I show you.
To the side, yeah,
yes.
But that was the back. We didn't see the front, did we?
You want to see the front, but how can I now?
We can't
go there because it's only one direction to go.
All right.
If you want to go by foot, please.
Can you open the back?
Having time.
No. What do you want to do? You feel like going on foot to see it? It's what, 2-3 blocks back?
Two, three
blocks. It'll take this group a long time.
Long time. If you want, you can take a picture of this yeshiva because the yeshiva was only for 4 years. And this in this place,
he can't turn around.
He can turn around, but he must go Minkovo Street, and then this is very complicated now to go. It will take 15 minutes to go.
Okay, we're not going to do it.
We have no time.
Wait, so you'll take care of what you have to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to make an answer now. Right.
I just take a picture outside this building.
Right here. 1936 to 1939, it was never used as a Slabodka yeshiva, but that building is standing. I'm told that the bus driver simply, it's not for him to turn around and get us back to see that building again and get right in front of it.
It's over.
Hi, Asi Guterman, we're about to drop her off. Let's give her an appropriate.
Yes, I want to say you goodbye, and it was my great pleasure to see you in Kaunas, because we haven't a lot of guests, a lot of visitors in Kaunas, Jewish visitors. On Ihol Gewelta, Irzolt Homs, Zeyer, Aguten, Ondenkung, Venkovne, und Venlite. Kaderk Farvali, Lite, und Inkovne, Gitlib, Zeyer, Venik, Iden. Gott. A gute Reise, a gute Zeit in Vilne, a gute Zeit in Warschau und in die andere Erde, wo ihr wird sein. A Gesundheit und die beste Verreich und für eure Familie sein. Bei mir gewinnt sehr angenehm und ihr Tag gewinnt glücklich zu unnehmen Reich in Kovne. Mehr nicht, wir haben ja sehr wenig Zeit. We had little time. Because to see Kaunas, it needs, I think, 1 or 2 days. I think the second time, when you will come to Kaunas, we will have more time and see Kaunas and around Kaunas. Seid gesund.
The Slabodka Yeshiva was founded in 1882 by Rav Nota Hirsch or Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel. He was a talmid of Yisrael Salanter, and the curriculum of the yeshiva reflected the Musar movement of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Very briefly, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was one of the great gedolim of the 19th century. He actually lived in Vilna for a while. He was a Rosh Yeshiva in Vilna. Left Vilna and founded a kollel in Kovna. So he was in Vilna and Kovna, two of the places we visited. And suddenly in 1857, he left Eastern Europe and spent most of the rest of his life in Germany, traveling to various cities like Berlin and others. And he spent a lot of time in Paris, in France. He would visit regularly in Eastern Europe, that is even after 1857, but he never again lived permanently in Europe, in Eastern Europe after 1857.